الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers, sisters who may be listening over the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan for us to reflect over how much have we fulfilled the purpose, the objective of our being, of our creation, of our being in this very dunya. To what extent have we finished it? Have we completed it? Have we accomplished it? There are many who were with us in the last Ramadan, and there will be many who will not be with us in the next Ramadan. And therefore, it is so very important for us to realize that the world is, life is fleeting away. We are made up of moments. That's what we are made up of. All of us are made up of moments. So when a moment passes by, you should picture it as though a part of us fell off. Although it doesn't happen like that. One day, all of a sudden, we'll be just be lying there. And then they will not even call us by our names. If they have to move the body from one room to the other, they will say, move the body. They won't say, take Shafiq and put him that side. Why? What happened? What was the difference? Take Shafiq and put him that side. No, a moment ago he was Shafiq, but now he's just a body. And that is the reality. And wallah, every year Ramadan will come. But one year Ramadan will come and we won't be around. Ramadan will come and we will not be around. And we have to ponder and reflect over that. And life is going away very, very fast. Is melting away. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Little by little, breath by breath, like a block of ice on a hot summer's day. That is how our life is melting away. And we are heading towards the akhirat at a very fast pace. It seems as though we are sitting here in this masjid and we are not really moving, we're not doing anything. But the fact and the reality of the matter is that we are heading towards our qabars at a very, very fast pace. And therefore Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, قدم سوء مرقد نظر سوء دنيا قدم سوء مرقد نظر سوء دنيا كدر جا رہا ہے کہاں دیکھ رہا ہے. Our feet are going, we are sprinting actually towards our qabars. It's not a slow ride, it's a very, very fast ride. Just look at how the 12 days of Ramadan have passed. Whoever you speak to, they say that Ramadan is flying. Every day, every year we say that Ramadan is flying. One person asked me, how is Ramadan treating you, Mawlana? Allah Ta'ala put in my heart at that time that I must say to him that Ramadan treats everyone well. It's all about how we are treating Ramadan. It's all about how we are treating Ramadan. That's what it is about. And it's all about how we are treating our lives. And this is what we have to ponder and reflect. How much have we accomplished our objective, our purpose of being sent here? Maulana Mansurul Haq Sahib Nasir, the Khalifa of our Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Khuda ke ishq mein qalb hi jale abhi kitne, Khuda ke ishq mein qalb hi jale abhi kitne, hai karna taira hai taqwa mein faasle abhi kitne. He said, how much have our hearts really burnt in Allah Ta'ala's love? How much have they burnt? This is the time to ponder and how much have we achieved from the time we became of age until now? How much have we developed that connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that taqwa, that connectivity? Ke baate to hai har dam magar awaz nahi hai. That we can speak to Allah Ta'ala all the time we are speaking. It's communication. That's what it's supposed to be. How much have we developed that love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Hai karna tair hai taqwa mein faasle abhi kitne. How many more stages and destinations we still have to reach in the path of taqwa? Just ponder and reflect. The pious servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they make dua, they have marifat, and they make ibadat, and they do everything that is right. And at the end of the night, in the early part of the morning, they're asking, وَبِالْ أَصْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They're making istighfar. Ya Allah, مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ. Ya Allah, we have not worshipped you how you ought to have been worshipped. We have not recognized you how you were to be recognized. So much we still have to achieve. And yet we, if someone has to tell us anything, you don't know I'm fasting, right? Don't you know that I'm fasting? And you make ibadat one night, and then the next morning we're checking in the mirror how much of noor came away on our faces. Hai karna taira hai taqwa mein faasle abhi kitne. How much we still have to go towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We still got a long way to go. And this is what this month of Ramadan is all about. It's about pondering, reflecting. It's about sympathy. It's about compassion. It's about taqwa. And it's not about taqwa only for this month of Ramadan. It's just a practicing period. I remember Azad Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and whatever we know, he is the one who taught us really how to spend our months of Ramadan. Those who are here, they know how Ramadan used to be in Hazrat's company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him abundantly for whatever he had taught us. So he used to say towards the end of the month of Ramadan that now we have to, it's like a car that went to the panel beater. That panel beater met in an accident, that car met in an accident, and it went to the panel beaters. Now when it's completely fixed, all the dents, scratches, everything is sorted out, now the person who owns the car, he's not going to drive the car in the panel beater's workshop. Is that going to happen now? He's going to sit there and make vroom, vroom. It's not going to happen like that. He has to take that car outside and he has to drive the car outside. But now when he's going to go outside, so now when we are going to go out of the month of Ramadan, then we have to still take with us the good qualities that we learned during the month of Ramadan, that we imbibed during the... It's a constant effort to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a constant effort. And we were just discussing with some friends that even if we have to spend our whole lives, morning to evening, evening to morning, just trying to unravel and unpack the pearls that are there in the Quran Sharif only, without doing anything else, our lives will go by and we won't be able to achieve and unravel all the pearls that are there in the Holy Quran only. Look at that. Yet Allah Ta'ala told us we must do everything else as well. But at least, let us use the month of Ramadan to start off some things. To start off studying the Quran. Imagine we pass away from the dunya and we haven't understood what Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Quran. I'm not talking about just a few verses here and there, what we listen in the Jummah Bayans. I'm talking about cover to cover. Understand what Allah Ta'ala has told us. We become 40, 50, 60 years of age. Have we at least one time tried and read an authentic translation of the Quran Sharif? Wallah, there is so much in there. So much in the Quran. And we'll just say that, you know what, it's in Arabic, you don't understand it, but we love Allah Ta'ala. If a person, our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi gives the example, he said if one person was supposed to get married to one Arab girl, and that Arab girl sent him one letter before the marriage day, sent him one letter in Arabic. Now what will the true lover, what will he do? He'll open the letter, and will he say, you know what, she knows I don't know Arabic. She just still writes in Arabic and just take it and put it one side. If she is a true lover, then he'll go to the Mawlana Sahib, and he'll tell that Mawlana Sahib that, you know what, this is the letter that she sent to me. Can you tell me what is she saying here? Oh, and why she wrote this one here like this, and why she wrote that like this? Are you sure, Mawlana, that's all she's telling me, nothing else? So much we'll want to know what it is all about. So we must try and make an effort to understand what is it that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran Sharif. And that must be one of the resolutions that we take going out of the month of Ramadan. What is it? There's so much. Hardly, for example, from the beginning of Ramadan, we have been discussing this in the programs after Isha Salah, that one of the central themes of the Quran is the Akhirat. Central themes of the, hardly a page goes by in which Allah subhanahu, or let alone a page, a few verses, not even a few verses, one verse, two verses, sometimes multiple times in one verse, we are reminded of the Akhirat. We are reminded of the Akhirat. And wallah, if we make that our objective, the Akhirat, our object, everything else falls in place. Everything else will fall in place. Therefore, our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote in one verse of his poetry that he composed near the Kaabatullah in Makkah Mukarramah. He said that, Nagulo se mujhko matlab, Nagulo se mujhko matlab, Nagulo ke rango bu se, Kisi aur simt ko hai, Kisi aur simt ko hai, Meri zindagi ka dhara, Jo gire idhar zami par, Mere ashk ke sitare, To chamak utha falak par, Meri bandagi ka tara. He said, Nagulo se mujhko. My objective, my purpose is not the flowers. Flowers means what? The glitter, the glamour, the worldly possession. That's just not my objective as a human, as a Muslim. It isn't. It doesn't for a single moment mean that we cannot earn, we cannot raise our families and our children, and we can't have properties, and we can't have offshore invest. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that that shouldn't be our objective and our purpose. We can have all of that. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, among them were the ones who were so rich that they will make the rich amongst us feel shy also. That is how much of wealth. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, how much of wealth did he not leave? How much? That he had four wives when he passed away, and each of his wives received 80,000 dinars, which was 1/8 of the estate. 12.5%. So each one left. So one dinar, a dinar is a gold coin, like a Krugerrand. I tried to do the maths in my calculator of my phone, and it came up with an error. 320,000 gold coins multiplied by 28,000 rands for one. Work it out how much it is. This is how much of wealth. That was 12.5% of the estate. Imagine the whole estate. That was just the dinars, not the properties and everything else that was there. So work it out. But that was never the objective. That was, the akhirat was the objective. Everything else was on the way. Abdul Rahman is who? Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. Abdul Rahman fil Jannah. He is one of the Ashara Mubashara. That didn't stop him from earning, making his akhirat the objective, didn't stop him from progress materially. If anything, it will enhance, it will help, it will take you further if we make our akhirat our objective. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in the hadith that اعمل للدنيا بقدر بقائك فيها. Work for the dunya to the extent that you are going to stay here. Make an effort for it. It doesn't mean, so it covers everything. To the extent that you are going to stay here, make an effort. And that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's way with the sahaba also. Anytime Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that was his way. One sahabi was busy plastering his house. Something happened, he was repairing it, he was plastering, doing something. So, it wasn't haram what he was doing. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just reminded him that Qiyamah is going to come sooner. He said, it's fine, do what you have to do. But Qiyamah is coming sooner than this. You know, don't worry about small, small things. Scratch here, scratch there. These, and get consumed in all of these things. Yes, we must do everything to perfection. Everything must be right. But it must not be to the extent that we lose our akhlaq and character. We jeopardize our akhirat for the beautification of the dunya. Never, never should it be like that. That's the objective. I met one very senior businessman. He had come here to South Africa, running 60, 70 companies. He was the chairman from abroad, from overseas, Muslim businessman. Yet every year he goes out in Jamaat. 1 year, 4 months in the path of Allah, and the other year, 40 days in the path. And he's the chairman of all of these companies. So we went here to the Chamber of Commerce, Minara Chamber of Commerce. And one of the people asked him there after the meeting, after he gave a discussion. He said that, how do you manage all of this? How do you manage? So he said, how do you manage going out in the path of Allah? He said, that's the objective. Everything else is on the way. Can you imagine that someone has made his focus the akhirah. That's his objective. That's his purpose. Will such a person ever deceive anyone? Will he ever speak rudely to his wife? Will he ever raise his hands against his wife? Will such a person ever lie, ever cheat, ever fornicate? Will he ever get in? Who? The person who has made his focus the akhirah. Can it ever happen? That's why when we make our focus the akhirah, wallah brothers, everything else will fall into place. Everything. Everything will fall. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has promised that. He has promised it. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. A person who does good deeds and whether he is a male or a female, and he is a believer, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Then we will grant him a blessed life, a wonderful life, a joyous life. It doesn't mean that the person is not going to get sick. It doesn't mean that he is not going to go through difficulties. Unfortunately, what we have done is, we have made the yardstick of Allah's pleasure worldly possessions. So you ask anyone, how's things, and he's okay financially, so he'll say that, you know, Allah's been very kind, alhamdulillah. So I'm not saying that those are not ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Those are ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are ni'mats, but they are only ni'mats if they take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If worldly possessions, financial well-being, if all of that takes us further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's not a ni'mat. Imagine I have a rat in my house and I buy some cheese to catch the rat. And someone, Allah gave the quality of speech to the rat, for example. Someone has to ask the rat that how is it here in this house? He says that no, you know, it's a wonderful place here. The owner of the house buys me cheese. Every day I have cheese and all that. So is that the right perspective? I'm not giving him cheese to make him fat. I'm giving him the cheese to catch him. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is just like that. He gives us rope many a times. And it's mentioned in the Quran. So in many places Allah says in the Quran, for example, وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the towns, if they believed and they adopted taqwa, we would have given them plentiful of barakat in their things. And at the same time, Allah also says in the very same Quran, He says, when they forgot what we had told them to do, then we opened the doors of everything for them. Until when they were happy and they were pleased. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِعُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. They were happy and pleased with what they were given, then we seized them all of a sudden. So, the ulama, it shows that the yardstick to determine whether Allah Ta'ala is happy or pleased with us is not financial possessions. No, Allah is kind with me because I got some financial. The way to determine that is to determine, am I improving spiritually? With whatever Allah Ta'ala gave me. We ask Allah Ta'ala for the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. But at the same time, it should not only be limited to that. We only ask Allah Ta'ala for the dunya. The Quran says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. They are amongst people, they are those who say, oh Allah, grant us of the dunya. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. But they have no share in the akhirah. Nothing, because they only focus on the dunya. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ. And amongst them are those who say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Amongst them are those who ask for both, and they ask for protection from the fire of Jahannam. So that is what we need to be. We need to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mangne wala mehroom nahi hota hai. Darne wale ki hifazat ki jati hai. The one who begs, he is never ever deprived. And the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is always protected. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our focus the akhirat. Well, just see and do that and see. It's like you have to, you know, if you have to explain to someone, and we heard this from Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi also, if you have to explain to someone that there's one person eating a mango, and the other person is just watching him, and he says to him, it looks like you're really enjoying that mango. So he says, yes, I am. So he said, what is it? Is it sweet, sour, what is it? He said, no, it's sweet. He says, okay, sweet like what? Like sugar? He said, no, it's not sweet like sugar. He said, okay, is it sweet like molasses? Like gur? He says, no, it's not sweet like that. Okay, is it sweet like honey then? Or is it sweet like chocolate? No, none of all of those things. What is the way to find out? The only way to find out is to take a slice of that mango and to put it in your mouth. Then you will know what it is all about. And this is the same with Allah Tabaraka. The only way a person will know what is the enjoyment in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is when he himself becomes obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I will terminate with these verses. وَشَاهِدُوا جَهَاں جِسْ دِلْ مَا آئے مزے دونوں جہاں سے بڑھ کے پائے، وہ شاہ دو جہاں جس دل میں آئے، مزے دونوں جہاں سے بڑھ کے پائے، ارے یارو جو خالق ہو شکر کا، جمال شمس کا نور قمر کا، مت پوچھو لذت ذکر نام خدا کی، نام پاک کبریا کی، مگر یہ دولت ملتی ہے کہاں سے، بتاؤ میں یہ ملتی ہے جہاں سے، یہ ملتی ہے خدا کے عاشقوں سے، دعاؤں سے اور ان کی صحبتوں سے. He says that the owner, the creator of both the worlds, وہ شاہ دو جہاں, the king of both the worlds, when he comes into someone's heart, then that person gets مزے دونوں جہاں سے بڑھ کے پر, that person gets enjoyment of more than both the worlds. More enjoyment he gets than of both the worlds. Why? Because he's got the king of both the worlds in his heart. He has Allah. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری. If Allah Ta'ala is not ours, then nothing can be ours. And if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is ours, then everything is ours. He gets the enjoyment of both the worlds. And therefore, and one of the tafsirs of in Surah Rahman, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ, the one who fears standing before Allah, he will get two jannats. The Mufassirin write, أَيْ جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِالْحُضُورِ مَعَ الْمَوْلَى. One jannat will be in this very world, because he'll have Allah with him. وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْعُقْبَى بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. And the other jannat will be in the akhirat, when he will meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ان کے رخ سے نقاب آج اٹھے گی، آج نظروں کی معراج ہوگی، ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی. When the people will see the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala, when they will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on that day, before that, Allah Ta'ala will ask them, do you need anything else? They will say, they'll run to the ulama, and they'll ask the ulama, that what must we ask for now? We got everything already. He said, we need to ask that we must see Allah Ta'ala now. Then the enjoyment, the ecstasy, the happiness that they will, every ni'mat of Jannat will be pale in front of that mulaqat. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us that. وہ شاہ دو جہاں جس دل میں آئے، مزے دونوں جہاں سے بڑھ کے، ارے یارو، او مائی فرینڈز، جو خالق ہو شکر کا، the one who is the creator of the sweetness in sugar، جمال شمس کا، the grandeur of the sun، نور قمر دا، the illumination of the moon، مت پوچھو لذت ذکر نام خدا، don't even ask about the enjoyment of being obedient to him، don't even ask about it، نام پاک کبریا کی. Magar, but he says, magar ye daulat milti hai kahan se? But where does a person acquire this treasure from? Batao mein ye milti hai jahan. Shall I tell you where you can get it from? Ye milti hai khuda ke aashiqon se. You get it from those who have the love of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. That's how it is. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. It doesn't just pass on. You yourself have to go close. Qareeb jalte dil ke apna dil kar de. یہ آگ لگتی نہیں لگائی جاتی ہے. Take your heart and put it close to the heart that is burning with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then see how gradually your heart will also start loving, burning with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا الله, forgive each and every one of us. يا الله, it's the trimester of forgiveness. The middle trimester of Ramadan is the trimester of forgiveness. يا الله, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sinners when they turn towards you in forgiveness. يا الله, we are those sinful servants who are turning towards you in forgiveness, in repentance. يا الله, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darknesses of nights, forgive each and every one of them. The sins of our hands and feet, our heart and mind, our mouth and tongue. Ya Allah, each and every one of our sins, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. یا اللہ تیرے سوا کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. یا اللہ میک او فوکس دا آخرت، یا اللہ میک او آبجیکٹیو اینڈ پرپز دا آخرت. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ، گرانٹ اس دا بیسٹ آف دنیا اینڈ دا بیسٹ آف آخرت. یا اللہ فل اور ہارٹس اپ وتھ یور لو. یا اللہ اے خدا ہمارا، اللہ ہمارا، ہمیں اپنا قرب نصیب فرما، اپنی معرفت عطا فرما، اپنا یقین نصیب فرما، تقوی والی زندگی عطا فرما، اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما، احسانی کیفیت عطا فرما. یا اللہ دین بھی دے، دنیا بھی دے، آخرت بھی دے، ہر قسمی خیر نصیب فرما، ہر قسمی شر سے حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ، یا اللہ گرانٹ اس آئیز دیٹ سوب ان یور لو. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، گرانٹ اس ا ہارٹ دیٹ تھروبز ان یور لو، eyes that sob in your love, and a heart that throbs in your love and your obedience. Oh my beloved Allah, oh our Rahim Allah, ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa and cure. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are suffering any type of financial difficulty, ya Allah, remove their financial pain and difficulty. Ya Allah, the pandemic that is gripping the world, oh my beloved Allah, ya Allah, we recognize it as an army from amongst your armies. Ya Allah, the world has come to its knees. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness on behalf of the world and the Muslims around the world. Ya Allah, remove this global pandemic, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, sab ke mushkilat ko aasan farma, sab ki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Ya Allah, ya Allah, those who have passed away, fill their qabars with noor. Ya Allah, the janaza that happened today or today also. Ya Allah, fill the marhuma's qabar with noor. Grant the family sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azim. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, grant us a death of barakat and blessings. Ya Allah, grant us a death in Medina Munawwara, burial in Jannatul Baqi, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we are not worthy, but we also know that you are Kareem, and Kareem is that being who gives to those who are unworthy. Ya Allah, we are your those unworthy servants who are begging for you, from you, things that we are not worthy of. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all that we have asked for, grant us every form of goodness and protect us from every form of shar and evil. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to value the remaining days of the month of Ramadan and to understand our purpose and objective in life. Ya Allah, grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us like how you would want to see one of your servants. Ya Allah, and make us like how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have loved to see one of his ummatis. Ya Allah, make us like that, O my beloved Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.